Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Number two.
I'm ready to rock.
Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985.
A stripper song.
Really?
It's like something on a Roadhouse. I see Jeff Healy.
Stripper
man.
Song.
See Jeff Healy back.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, I see that. Is that Dalton? It's got to be Dalton. I need some towels. Wipe the on my face.
Max is in the truck today. We got open line 617-779-0985. Max, what's up?
I was on last night.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, bro?
Call me. Hi!
So I think the Bruins, I mean, after last night's win, I think they have what it takes to win the Stanley Cup.
They sure
year.
Do. Now.
There it is. Yep. Go on. A bit more. Uh-huh.
And I just think they're going to go on a serious run in the playoffs. They're going to get to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Tampa Bay. They killed Tampa Bay, and everybody's like, "Oh, Tampa Bay this, Tampa Bay that." The Bruins are going to get right by Tampa Bay. No
sure
problem.
Are. They're going to rip through Tampa Bay. Of
they're
course,
sweep them.
Of course,
book it.
Book
hey,
it.
The Bruins are going to win it all this year. I said that about the Patriots, and the Patriots won the Super Bowl. So, I have faith in the Bruins. They're going to win the cup. Go Bruins! Have a good day, guys.
All right,
go,
Max.
Let's go, Pats.
Woo! A lot of that today. Because they beat the Panthers.
That's the anti-Beatle right there.
4-3 last night. They're going to win the cup. That's quite the line to draw between a regular season game on March 7th and the Stanley Cup. You know what? They should probably award it to them right now.
Sure should.
They should just skip the playoff.
Bring the guy with the white gloves in. The chest and everything. Just wilt right
the keeper
down.
Of the cup there?
Yeah.
Tony's in Maine. Tony, what do you got for us today?
Yeah, how you doing, boys? I got a question about the draft. Patriots are picking at number 32, but they always trade out of 32. I'm thinking they might trade down into the second round with another later pick, and use that second round pick that they traded for on Rosen. That leaves them with all their other picks plus one later on.
Okay, so you don't think they're going to keep 32? Is what you're saying?
Nope. No way.
Well, if they really like a player there, they will take him to keep control of the player for another year. I mean, that's the difference between.
So Zoe's disrupted because our simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, when we get Maine callers now, there's a Welcome to Maine Highway sign that we will display.
Every call from Maine
which is awesome.
Special.
They're that's always a great idea, Josh. Great idea.
Where's Blair been? Maybe he left. But, I mean, if you take a guy at 32, you've control of him for another year than you would a second rounder. But
by the way, they don't always trade out of 32.
It's a coveted
spot. Last year they had 31.
It's a perfect spot.
Last year they had 31. They took Sony Michel.
Yep.
The last time they had 32.
Took Isaiah Wynn, too.
What did they do? They did trade out of it in 2016. But in the year before that, they had Malcolm Brown, mm-hmm. where they drafted at 32.
Yep. If there's teams that panic and want to get back into the first round. That's why it's a coveted spot, 30, 31, 32. So you usually get more collateral to trade just a little bit back.
Yeah. You know? Sorry, I have the years wrong. 2015 was Malcolm Brown. They traded out of it in 2017 after beating the Falcons in the Super Bowl, right?
Mm.
Okay. Got it. But when they beat Seattle and they had number 32, they took Malcolm Brown. They had their number 31 last year. They took Sony Michel. They used picks at 23 and 31 last year.
It'd be neat to see if there's like some defensive guy, some front edge guy that they just got their heart set on. Would they have the ability to trade up?
Prior to that, they used number 32 in 2005. They drafted Logan Mankins. They used 32 in 2004. They drafted Ben Watson.
McCourty, too. It's a late
Nobody knew who Mankins was that year, and they drafted him.
But they got it right. They nailed the pick.
They usually nail their first rounders. They do.
So
not so much recently, though, right?
Michelle, Wynn? Say if Wynn becomes your left tackle. Yeah, I'd say you nailed both
of
them.
You don't know about Wynn. Dominique Easley was a bust. Malcolm Brown, I don't know if I'd consider him a bust, but he hasn't been great.
Malcolm Brown I'd put in the Maroney category. You know, functional. I wouldn't call Maroney a bust.
So they've kept 32 three times. They've won six Super Bowls. They drafted 32 half the time. You get a 50-50 chance of them trading that pick.
Good draft talk here. Good.
It's not really draft talk. It's just the history of what they've done.
It's good. Where's the draft this year? Tennessee?
That's a good question.
Nashville.
I don't know.
It's in Nashville. Oh, my God.
What weekend is that?
Last weekend in April. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 24, 26.
It's still sort of cold down there in April, right?
I don't care. Talk about a destination. My God. Food is so good down here.
I don't think it's all that warm yet in Smashville at that point in the year.
Smashville, is that what they call it?
I don't know. Isn't that like one of those nicknames for that place?
Smash Beantown. Yeah, Beantown's our nickname. Oh, you use that?
No.
You like using that
In fact, you use that, you automatically are DQing yourself as someone who's actually from Boston. Because I don't know anyone who says that.
Every time I go on with somebody, they go, let's go up to Beantown.
How stupid you sound. You say,
they bring me into the Dropkick Murphys, and I just want to hang up right there. You've just offended me twice in a matter of 10 seconds. Beantown. Let's go up to Beantown. See how the Patriots are going.
Josh and Haverhill on the Antonio Brown trade that wasn't. Hi, Josh.
Hey, fellas, real quick, that's so funny you bring that Beantown thing up because I saw a commercial for one of those, like, Fanatics, and it was, like, a Celtics shirt that said, like, welcome to Beantown,
right.
And I was like, nobody calls it that.
You don't eat beans? You don't eat baked beans at breakfast? You don't like them in a little crock pot with your eggs? You don't think it's real tasty, a tasty treat?
We don't associate it with that, real Bostonian.
First time I ever went to breakfast up here, would you like the baked beans with them? I'm like, what are you talking about? What are we, in a cookout?
Baked beans with breakfast?
Breakfast.
That's an odd one. Haven't heard of that before.
Never been offered that.
You haven't?
But real quick, to Tony's point, don't trade the pick. I want them to take the pick. Zoe, I totally disagree with you on Brown, man. Roethlisberger's done now. If I would cater to Brown. I would get rid of Big Ben if I was going to do anything. I'd see if the Cardinals would bite, trade Big Ben to the Cardinals, get that first-round pick. Imagine that speed on the field. Kyler Murray, Juju, and Antonio Brown.
Trade Roethlisberger to the Cardinals instead of them taking...
He'd probably love it.
They don't want to do that.
No.
They don't want to do that at all. And by the way, it's so far gone in Pittsburgh, he's not going back there.
Name another quarterback that hitched their wagon to Brown to force-feed him the way Roethlisberger has over the years.
I saw a report yesterday that Roethlisberger has been reaching out to Brown, and Brown won't take his calls.
He hates Roethlisberger.
Brown won't take his calls. So
he just wants out. It just went bad in Pittsburgh. And I don't know who to blame for it. I really don't. Maybe blame the coach, the player. But
they pay him a ton of money. They
give
him a great contract.
Right.
Diva receiver.
$15 million, he's bitching. Jesus. You know what, too?
He had a coach that protected him.
You know what I mean? You had a good tight end. You had good backs. You had good receivers opposite you.
And
you know, to take the pressure and coverage away.
And when the coach turned on him there, you know he had been the guy who was to blame.
Send his ass to Siberia. Double cover him. I hope he gets his ass kicked. This I've never seen anything go this badly with a premier player.
Baked beans. You in or out on baked beans in general?
Oh, I like baked beans.
Yeah.
I do. Not in the morning.
It's not something you eat a lot of, though. I mean, that's a rare thing. When do you ever have that? I'll tell you where I have it. The Fours. They have baked beans.
Huh.
Yeah. In a little cup.
Is it special?
With everything there. You order a sandwich at the Fours, right. You get the baked beans with it.
A lot of the big supermarkets don't have it, but if you go to like a Walmart, they'll sell them.
Hi, it's Derek from Foxborough, and I'm calling today to talk about a place in Foxborough that has the baked beans. It's called Percy.
They have baked beans. Still serving
them. I like to get my Dunkin' Donuts by Rob Gronkowski's house.
The Walmart, they'll sell them.
I went to Walmart to buy grass seed.
And you can also purchase one dozen eggs. Every Walmart stocks one dozen eggs.
The one Walmart.
You'll find it in one of the cooler raiders, and you can purchase them, and they restock every other day. So if you're lucky, you can buy your eggs and your beans at the Walmarts.
And your Just Berries.
Yeah. I was at Walmart in Attleboro a week ago.
Crunch Berries.
And they already have the peeps out.
The berries.
They already bought the peeps. They had the pink peeps and the yellow peeps. Yellow peeps are $2 for $1.
They start stocking the Easter thing so early now, practically before Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I like to get the baskets with the bunting in it, you know, that string. Nothing like I like the Cadbury eggs.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Listen to words of this. So I want you to take these brokens and learn to fly again.
Broken wings, I think. Not dreams.
Shut up.
Well, you don't understand it. It's broken
Here
wings.
Comes. Here
the
comes.
Name of the song is Broken Wings.
Take these broken wings.
Right. Live free.
And when want to get to the Celtics, they play the Lakers tomorrow night. Mark in Millbury, what do you have on the Celtics today? Mark?
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
Mark. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to get your take on LeBron and Kyrie in this upcoming game.
What about it? Anything particular?
What if they shut LeBron down?
Well, I just want to see what you guys have on this mystery injury, why he sat out the other night.
Okay. I think we all think they gave him the night off. Do you?
I do. I think they gave him the night off. I think that the play that you've seen probably by now where he goes around Al Horford, doesn't hit Al Horford on that play.
Tweaked his knee, man.
But he sort of buckles his knee.
Yeah.
And apparently there was another play where he did bump into someone. But I think that it was precautionary. I think they gave him the night off. Let me say this. I don't know that they gave him the night off. Someone decided he was going to have a night off. That's probably a better way of putting it.
I don't know
if he decided that, if a trainer decided that, but I don't think the coach decided that based on the reaction of Brad Stevens after the game 2 nights ago.
And he doesn't play games, meaning Brad Stevens. You know what I mean? He's pretty truthful with stuff. I think he puts it out there in the open. And the way he answered that question, with Kyrie being with the team, and when you travel as a team, it's just you and your 20 people that you have, and it's you against the world. And never talk to Kyrie or never talk to a medical person about Kyrie. That whole 24 hours from when Kyrie got hurt the night before, that was odd. That was an odd response by Stevens, which tells me to what you just said. You know, it's coming from above. We gotta shut him down, make sure he's right. Give him a day. Let him rest up. Get him ready for a big showcase game against the Lakers Saturday night primetime. Now, Lakers are going to miss the playoffs. You know, do you tank it purposely? Do you sit LeBron down? Like, what's that do for that game? Can't, right? LeBron's got to want to play against this guy. You know, to show him up.
Chris Haynes of Yahoo has a report on LeBron that came up yesterday afternoon about his minutes and how he's going to be handled by his team. Here's Chris Haynes on that.
I was told now that the Lakers are almost out of playoff contention, that there was a conversation had between LeBron James's trainer and the front office, and they came to the conclusion that moving forward, LeBron James will play somewhere of a minute restriction of 28 to 32 minutes, and possibly on back-to-backs, you know, depending on how LeBron James feels, that he might sit out one of those back-to-backs. There are 17 games left in the season. There's three back-to-backs remaining. And I was also told that, you know, the front office spoke with his agent, Rich Paul, and, you know, explained the scenario with him. Everybody understood. Everybody's in agreement. So looking forward, it won't be necessarily a shutdown, LeBron. It'll be kind of a cool down for LeBron.
Partial shutdown is what it is.
Welcome to the
partial
NBA
shutdown of LeBron James.
Must be nice.
Not the team trainer, LeBron's trainer.
Yeah.
Talked
his
to
personal guy.
The team in the front office, and they decided they're going to play fewer minutes, and they're going to have him not playing back-to-backs.
I don't work for you. I work for LeBron, but you're going to do this with LeBron's minutes. This freaking NBA, man. I tell you. It's hard to like get into it. It really is. Because it's about like 10 guys, and after that, it's
okay.
The world.
Here's a question I have about LeBron.
Sad.
LeBron has taken some sort of joy in previous years in beating the Celtics. Right?
Yeah.
He has. What kind of game do you think we get out of the Lakers tomorrow?
Good one.
Yeah? You think he rises to the occasion of, it's Kyrie, it's the Celtics. They're both going to play. There's no doubt in my mind Kyrie will be out there.
Okay, he just said it. 17 games left for the Lakers. And you don't think LeBron's going to look at the 17 games and say, hey, trainer, yeah, got Kyrie this night. Take a look at this. Maybe we got, we got Toronto maybe one night. Oh, Houston, we'll play hard against them. So there's your top three right there. Figure out the rest of them. Yeah.
Right, like they have back-to-backs going into next week. They have Toronto, Detroit back-to-back.
He'll play against Toronto.
He won't play against Detroit.
Yeah.
Right?
LeBron's world. You're all living in it.
I'm trying to find some other ones they
have. Keep buying the shoes.
They've got Washington and Utah back-to-back. They have...
LeBron's trainer met with the...
Oh, here you go. They've got...
Unbelievable.
See, here's the thing that's convenient for him.
The Lakers, too.
Is that the better games are the first part of the back-to-backs. He's got Golden State and then the Clippers. He's obviously going to play the Thursday night against Golden State and then not play against the Clippers. That's going to happen. So he's got that in his favor, where they can just have him play the good ones and then not have to play the back half. That's what'll happen. But I'm curious to know, does he still take some sort of pride in trying to stop whatever it is the Celtics have put together in the last couple of games?
Yeah, I think he'll pony it up for about five games left. Yeah. Yep, put it all into it.
If he wants Kyrie next year. Does that factor into it at all?
It's another angle.
Right.
Sure.
Is LeBron motivated to blow up the current two-game string of success for the Celtics to try and get that thing spinning out of control again, to spiral it, to increase his odds of trying to attract Kyrie to the Lakers?
I mean, Hardy said they have a couple days in L.A., but they're playing in L.A. Monday against the Clippers. They've been in L.A. since Wednesday night, right?
Yeah.
And they're not going to leave till Tuesday morning.
So what does that have to do with it?
That's a long time for Kyrie to have conversations in L.A.
I agree.
With LeBron.
That's why I asked.
Or industry people people in the movie industries.
KD's
in L.A.
people?
For 5 days.
Right. That's why I asked, is Kyrie with the team?
Where was Kyrie all day that he couldn't tell the coach and couldn't talk to Brad Stevens about him not playing that night? Where was he that day?
You don't have meetings?
Well, they were in Sacramento then, but they've landed since then in L.A.
No, but you know what I'm saying, Beetle? When you take over and say you're staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Dummy. Stupid me.
You're staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I'm sure there's a room that's set aside for the team to eat at. I'm sure there's a room that's set aside where they have their traveling trainers, where they set up, you know, tub if you need it, you know, massages, tables, all that stuff, where you check in. If you're interested and you're dinged, you check in with the trainers at the hotel. Maybe there's going to be a time where you get treatment. They bring the little stim machines with it to get bags of ice, and they give you your massage to get the blood flowing, so to speak. And you think Kyrie just blew all that off, just was not around.
I don't know. I don't know what their routine is.
Saying he may
I don't know what their game day routine is.
Maybe he did. Maybe that's what pissed Stevens off.
This is not good. Lakers have been home, and they didn't play last night, and they're not playing tonight either.
So you think that Kyrie was over LeBron's house last night?
And tonight.
Well, we know Kevin Love, when the Cavs were there, was having lunch with him, because when Kyrie called, Kevin Love was with him, remember?
Oh, that's right. It was Kevin Love that had to sort of take a back seat to them. And become a mentor to them. Yeah.
617-779-0985. Jim in Boston. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show today.
Thanks.
I got one question. How long do you think Kyrie Irving will last playing for Red Hot back as a coach?
Oh, about 30 seconds.
It'd be a different game, man. 30,
yeah. And that goes for every player in the game now.
Every player.
That's not unique to Kyrie. That's not a Kyrie thing. That's a current modern-day NBA player versus the true old-school style of doing things. Yeah. Let's go to get the graphic ready. Bob, who's in Maine. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys got a great show. Hypothetically, what's going to happen when Brady breaks an arm in the second game of the season? Who's going to play for him?
What do you drink up in Maine?
Who says that?
What do you drink up in Maine?
Who says that, Bob?
Welcome to Maine.
Welcome to Maine.
He's 42 years old. You know, he's not friggin' not 22.
So that makes him more susceptible to broken arms?
You think he's not taking calcium pills?
Gronk, all them guys are leaving.
They'll suck.
Stick it up yours.
All right. Y'all come back.
You people wonder why I never really go to Maine.
What the hell's going on up there in vacation land? What is happening?
I didn't think you'd sit in the car for hours to go up there. Ay, 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 ay. Stick it up yours. take the gas pipe, why don't you?
Yeah.
Why don't you try to catch it sink at him? Hey, see?
Who is he saying it to? You or me?
I don't know.
I think you're saying it to Zoe.
Yeah, to me.
I think you're
saying it. Take a long walk on a sharp pier.
Stick it up yours.
AC called. AC said he wants 10%. Throw that one in with the other one from last week. He may have been the AC guy last week.
Well, let's keep within the main theme.
I'm
Kyle
give
and
you
me.
Oh, to the count of 10.
Kyle on the Bruins.
Hey, guys, I don't think I'll be quite as animated as that last guy. But I want to go back a few callers ago and talk about the Bruins and how this team is built for a Stanley Cup run. Beetle, you're right. A playoff or a regular season win against Florida doesn't make you a Cup contender, but look at what this team is doing. Top end is scoring like they should. They're getting secondary scoring. Rask is playing out of his head. What I really love is Krejci's play. I think with him scoring the way he is, they look like the 11 and 13 team. I really think they can make a deep run.
I'll tell you, Kyle, the Krejci element to this season has been one of the more surprising parts for me, because I've tried to trade David Krejci 100 times in the last 5 years or so, but he has returned to a level that had not been really seen from him in years. David Krejci's been a huge boost to this team. He's been a huge part of their success this year. You should feel good about that. You should. And you should feel good about the goalie as well, which I've talked about. Tuukka Rask's level of play right now is pretty damn good. Pretty damn good in the scope of Tuukka Rask and his history. That should have you feeling a little bit better about their chances of success once they get to the playoffs.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand with a new motto for Maine, which is stick it up yours. Pete's in Delaware. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey. Real quick. This guy, what an idiot. First of all, he's not helping his own trade value with all his requests of having a contract extension and all his interviews. My question is, what team would be dumb enough to go through with this guy, give up something, and then have to pay him Gee. I mean,
which team perennially has picks in the top 10 each and every year? Gee, the Oakland Raiders or the Las Vegas Raiders? There's a team that's dumb enough.
Zoe, and I agree with you.
And they have nobody.
Can you imagine him with John Gruden? He thinks he had problems with Tomlin. Can you see Gruden and him together?
Well, he is an entrepreneur. I mean, you know, so you got that going for you.
But that is box office, if you think about it. I would actually love to see that combination. Those two on the sidelines would be breathtaking.
I don't know about breathtaking, but I'd like to see that erupt. Yeah. I think Gruden's got a wick, as does AB. That'd be nice. That'd be volatile. That'd be toxic. This guy, that's a good point you bring up, too. He's hurting his market, acting like a jackass. Like, he's toxic. That guy is toxic for a locker room. So if you're a GM and you're a team, okay, it couldn't work in Pittsburgh, and that's a good football team each and every year, right? For what it's worth, I know Pittsburgh didn't make it this year, but they're in the mix every year. Good, tough football town, and he doesn't want to play there and play for a quarterback again that I said would hang his nuts on the line for him, that would go on one leg or break containment and just force the ball 45 yards down the field to him, force feed him. How many quarterbacks in this league that force feed people? You know, Brady will go to who's working that day. If it's Edelman, he'll go there. If it's James White, he'll go there. If it's Gronk, he'll go to him. He'll go to Hogan if he has to, you know?
Sean's in the car today. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
There's one thing everybody's forgetting about the Bruins playoff run. Brandon Carlo. He has not been with the Bruins the last 2 years they were in the playoffs. He has made a big jump this year, in my opinion, a big jump this year, being a good stay-at-home defenseman. And his offense is coming along a little bit, too. So that's all. I just wanted to make a quick point on that. That's all I wanted to tell you guys.
I think it speaks to the better defensive play of the team as a whole, and Carlo's been a part of it. Chara's been very, very good this year. Krug has been very good this year. So I think it's just it's the guys playing him better in front of both Tuca and Halak. Just better overall. They're as you said, Beetle, they had their stretch last year. They looked really good.
But they're a better team now than they were a year ago.
They're better.
I feel that.
They're playing better.
I agree with that.
Playing better defensively, offensively. And let's not forget, this current run has been largely, almost entirely without David Pastrnak. Arguably their best scorer. Think about it. Once he gets
nice
back,
to get him
ramps
a little
up a little
shot
bit.
In the arm, huh?
That's right. He's already out there pirouetting on one skate.
He's still gripping a stick?
He's got a stick now when he skates.
Is he like Kyrie? They're better without him?
No.
Is that what you're saying, Hardy?
No, I'm saying they're going to get better still once he comes back.
Yeah, Jim.
Mark in Medford on the Bruins, of course. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up there, Mark?
Guys, are you having fun watching this team play hockey right now or what?
Well, you sound like you're in a good mood. Remember how many years you've called depressed?
Beetle is not.
Dude, no.
That's not true, Hardy.
I'm depressed.
Yeah, Debbie Downer.
He won't allow himself to enjoy it.
I am having a blast watching this team right now.
Again, I'll paint it up at home.
When Grizzlick scored the game-tying goal, he's sitting on the bench. They're bumping him. They're slapping him in the head. They're laughing. They're smiling. The Celtics should take a page out of that book. But anyway, I have a question for you guys. If Patrice Bergeron concentrated more on offense than he did the two-way style that he's so great at, how many goals do you think he'd have a year? Between 40 and 50, you think?
I don't know if he's a pure goal scorer. He's a pure hockey player. And that's just what the guy was born to do.
Can I give you some good stats, though, on Patrice Bergeron?
Please.
That indicates he is actually trending that way, the way that Mark wants him to trend. This is from Boston Sports Inf on Twitter.
Inf.
Too many characters to fit the O at the end. Boston Sports Info. Patrice Bergeron splits under Cassidy and under Claude Julien. Points per game under Claude Julien for Patrice Bergeron, 0.68. Under Bruce Cassidy, 1.02.
Ooh.
Goals per game under Claude Julien, 0.26. Goals per game under Bruce Cassidy, 0.46. You're talking about nearly doubling.
Yeah.
In goals per game, points per game up from 0.68 to 1.02. He has become more of an offensive player statistically under his new head coach. I don't think that's any real big surprise given who we're talking about, but he has become a more offensive player.
But do you think if he had abandoned, you know, the two-way style of play that he is known for earlier on in his career, he would have emerged as an elite goal scorer in the league?
Elite in the traditional sense,
yeah.
Like the Pastrnak sense? No. No, I don't think that's what he really is.
Right. I mean, who's to say? I don't know.
If
James Harden had put all his talent into being a defensive player, would he be, you know, a defensive threat? I don't know.
All I know is that what, by the way, we haven't really talked much about this, but the thing that exists between Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand should never end, ever. I never want that to end. It's just so good. I mean, there are guys that just sort of know each other, and they know each other inside and out.
Said it outside, eyes in the back of the head. Some guys just operate that way,
mm-hmm.
and you can't teach it. You can't. It's a skill that I think you have because you've been with a guy for so long. It's like Brady and Edelman, Brady and Walker. You know, I'm trying to think from Celtics perspective.
But just everything about that, it requires skill too. And if you watch Marchand last night before he feeds him the puck, he sort of has a sense of the three guys that are coming at him, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a sense there on the timing to get it to Bergeron because he was completely cleared out there. And he just has a sense of where those guys are. I don't know. That guys who are not skilled can have that. They can. That just tells you how skilled the both of them are.
It's Bergeron, too. You can read. Is Marchand going in just to mix it up? Or, okay, he's got position here. I might get the damn puck on this one, so I'm going to get set and get ready for it. I'm sure, you know, you sense that stuff. You know, because it's like at the end there, you think, okay, we're just playing for overtime. No. I'm going to go dig it out and try and get his ass set up. And bang. Like, again, the shot, the score, the goal, and how he held it on that stick and waited and found that corner and put it right in. I think it was a freaking laser, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Miami Herald put up a story this morning. The headline, Trump cheered Patriots to Super Bowl victory with founder of spa where Kraft was busted. Seated at a round table littered with party favors and the paper cutout footballs that have become tradition at his annual Super Bowl watch party, President Donald Trump cheered the New England Patriots and his longtime friend, team owner Robert Kraft, to victory over the Los Angeles Rams on February 3rd. Sometime during that party, or the party at Trump's West Palm Beach Country Club,
sweet,
the president turned in his chair to look over his right shoulder, smiling for a photo with two women at a table behind him. The woman who snapped the blurry Super Bowl selfie with the president was Li Yang, 45, a self-made entrepreneur from China who started a chain of Asian day spas in South Florida. Over the years, these establishments, many of which operate under the name Tokyo Day Spas, have gained a reputation for offering sexual services. 19 days after Trump and Yang posed together while rooting for the Patriots, authorities would charge Kraft with soliciting prostitution at a spa in Jupiter that Yang had founded more than a decade earlier. Yang says she had long since sold Orchids of Asia Day Spa, the massage parlor that we now know so was in Jupiter. We know what that is all about. Yang's family still owns several South Florida spas. The family's Tokyo Day Spa branches have attracted the attention of at least two local police agencies over the allegations of prostitution, and are discussed online as places where men can pay for sexual extras. In a brief phone interview, Yang said she and her family have never broken the law, but did not answer questions about whether she knew of the allegations that therapists in her spas were offering sex.
You know, like when you look at the window and it says facials, massage, and it says table share, and you advertise table shares, who says, yeah, I'm feeling, you know, feel like kind of today after this, feel a little dirty. I'm going to get clean. I'm going to go ahead and get a table share on the way home. I'll usually wash my car or maybe go to a laundromat, pick up some dry cleaning. You know, Marcy's heading out at the end of the month. You're going to be home alone, Hardy. What do you think? I don't know. You think table share day today?
That is a unique coincidence.
Weird.
The person who opened the spa in that location, in that strip mall in Jupiter, who has since sold the spa and does not currently own the spa, has donated more than $42,000.
It's amazing.
To a Trump PAC.
She's making some bank. Like, you're not getting in these parties for free. You know, this isn't like, hey, $20 at the door. Here's two drink tickets. We're going to put the buffet out, you know, at 4. Hey, hurry up and eat.
Her name is Lee, not Yang. Lee. Lee Yang. $42,000 in donations to a Trump PAC is at a number of Trump events. She was at a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago in March of 2018 and is pictured with Trump in a photograph that she later had autographed by Trump. So she's had, at least just based on social media accounts, three face-to-face,
right,
meetings with the president of the United States, Donald Trump, who also is a billionaire and also is friends with Robert Kraft. And now the spa that she opened a number of years ago is the same spa that Robert Kraft is charged with soliciting prostitution.
Coincidence?
Is that just a coincidence? Is that all it is? Just, oh, yeah, the person who actually started that happens to be friends with Donald Trump or has got some sort of.
But if they get the facts, Trump, that, you know, you pay and you could get in. If you pay, you get in. You get into all these things. You get close to him.
No one's disputing that.
No one's disputing that.
Right. I know that. But like,
what are the odds that
that's not coincidence? You're going to get around the guy, right?
That these three people are connected, know each other. Maybe there is some credibility to the notion that, this was simply a means of visiting a girlfriend at work. You know, they're all running the same circles.
You visited your wife at work. She stopped in and saw you.
Yeah, not that way.
I remember bringing a kid
in. Not that way.
I would just say that it speaks to the, this is a place where billionaires roll in their Bentleys. And they all sort of have knowledge of it because, the people in the billionaire circles.
You would have to get compensated very well.
In that part of the state of Florida, all know about certain spas, and this happens to be on their list.
You got
to
have a lot of dough.
That what? Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved down there.
Oh.
Oh, people all over social media are touting, saying Schefter was right all along.
How so, though?
Not the biggest name involved.
He's not involved. I mean, Donald Trump is not at all yet linked to any of this.
Right.
And I highly doubt that as president of the United States, he had any involvement in any of these places.
Oh, I don't disagree. I'm just saying social media is going nuts over this today.
Well, they should. Yeah. It's an easy one to put that thing on the tee. Knock it out of the park, right? Tie them all in together. Oh, it's his friend.
It's just a strange, strange coincidence.
At all surprising.
No.
I chuckled when I saw the headline because then you read it. You
know, that particular spa.
Oh my God, he was. They were like his house privately.
I mean,
with him,
that's a serious question. How long has that spa been a spot for billionaires?
Think about that. If you're just randomly just donating $42,000 or $50,000, that's a lot of money you're making.
And all of a sudden, by the way, Yang, who says she's no longer in the business, but says her family still owns several spas and that she's getting ready and prepping for a move to Washington, D.C.
Oh, good.
So this is my natural next question. Is there any relation or ties between Yang and the current owners of the Asian Orchids Day Spa? Is that such a reach that they're in the same family? that they could somehow be related?
No.
Of course not. Of course it's not a reach. Well, she says, no, I don't own any of the spas anymore. I've sold them off to my family. Well, who did you sell that one off to in Jupiter? Who did you sell that to?
Oh, my niece.
I think it was 2013 that she sold it. And then you opened up the Tokyo Day Spas, where, according to online advertisements, you also offer these services. Or I shouldn't say online advertisements. I should say online reviews.
I wonder what their marketing campaign is. When you put it in Yellow Pages, you get
word
out
of
there,
mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
Billionaire Boys Club down there. They all tell each other about where the spots are to go. That's an incredible, incredible coincidence that the person who started that place now has access to the president, Donald Trump.
Is there going to be a day where we come in and we don't talk about this story until it goes away?
It's hey. Just,
yeah. It's what you talked about
yesterday. I would have been more than happy to stop talking about it the day after the first hint of charges. Yep. Sorry. Did it. Here's a fine. But no, we are practically forced into talking about it with every announcement of a new court date or a legal team person not being added, but someone we didn't know about before, another high-powered attorney who is somehow on the defense team for this misdemeanor charge.
Yeah, so it's $42,000 she gave to a political action committee, Trump victory. She also gave $16,000 directly to the president's campaign. So she's closing in on $60,000 in donations from the day spa business.
Wow, flawed Jack.
And in February of last year, she was invited by the White House to participate in an event hosted by the Asian American and Pacific Islander Initiative, an advisory committee Trump established by executive order the year before. Later in the year, she attended at least two more AAPI events in D.C., according to her Facebook page. This isn't someone that just all of a sudden attended a fundraiser once, so.
She was
invited by the White House to be as part of an initiative started by Trump. That's more than just being a donor.
You could drop donos.
She dropped donos many times. Not surprisingly, the White House, the Trump campaign, and Trump organization did not respond for comment by the Miami Herald.
It makes you want to aspire to great wealth, so you too can run in these classy circles.
The classiest of circles.
It's so high class.
What kind of cutouts? Say paper cutout footballs, like the ones you spread out, it turns into like a snowflake. They fan out. Nice little, and probably balloons with the weighted thing right there at the table. Red, white, and blue ones. Go Pats.
Just good quality folks, really. Top to bottom, soup to nuts.
I could describe it in one word, I would say wholesome. Really.
Yes. I love Florida.
Just
family. Just keep it family business.
Yes.
The family values. All very admirable. Jeez. All of it. It's really
the classiest of
parties. It's what we would all hope for the direction of not only this particular isolated misdemeanor case, just things in general. This is what you want.
It's neat they're branching out to D.C., though. Yeah.
The former owner of a chain of whorehouses having direct access
using that word.
To the president of the United States.
You told me not to use that word. You used it.
Sorry. Illegal brothels.
Thank you.
Having direct access to the highest
class
office
it up.
In the
We're trying
land.
To become a part of this classy crowd. This they're not going to accept us using words like that.
This is what we as Americans all wish for. Deep down inside.
Yep. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.